The company in Broadwater Road, which I joined, was in effect an importing organisation, basically, of the American equipment, which was electric arc welding equipment. And electric arc welding, at the time of the war, was of course still a developing system, because oxyacetylene welding was basically the method of joining two things together, plates and so forth, apart from rivets, which were used with shipping and so on. And this was still a developing process, and of course the war pushed this forward very rapidly. Particularly, the one obstacle with welding, when you join two pieces of metal together, is that you have a rigid joint. And of course with rivets, you've got a certain amount of give, which is why ships were built with rivets. Well, they started with rivets. The oxyacetylene process, of course, is dangerous because of you're using bottles of gas. And the electric arc process, which was newly developed before the war, really promulgated this system. But the if you just quote an example, the Liberty boats that were built by the Americans, which virtually saved us as far as the shipping industry goes, they were welded, but the most uncomfortable boats to go in, because they simply shuddered and shook with every wave that they met. And I recall talking that they wanted to weld railway lines. But of course people objected because they missed the clickety-click, clickety-click that you get with a railway line, with a normal train.
Yes.
But of course lots has developed since then, and from the original hand welding system, they now have automatic welding systems. But the company here in England imported the machines for welding from America. And they actually made the electrodes here in Wenningarn City, which in effect is a steel rod with a chemical coating over it. And these were made here in Broadwater Road. And this was really the process until after the war.